Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. We are talking with Grammy Award-winning record producer and guitar slinger Paul Nelson. So, Paul, around the time you were getting together with Johnny, you recorded your first album called Look in 2001. Talk about the making of your first album, and what did it feel like that it was your album?
Well, that was great, and it's an instrumental fusion album. Like I said, I was into you know, Eric Johnson, Jeff Beck, Satriani, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that was a labor of love, but man, a lot of parts, a lot of stuff. You know, it was just a mixture of all my styles. It's weird when you do instrumental stuff, you know, like Jeff Beck did, you know, Wired or Blow by Blow, that kind of stuff. The guitar has to be the voice, because there are verses, and then it has to be the solo instrument as well. And with instrumental stuff, what you start thinking is, wow, it's all me, you know, there's no singer to hide behind. So, you know, you start getting really finicky and this kind of thing. And, you know, I look at instrumentals and music in general, it's weird when I describe stuff to people, when something will come out of the speakers or I'm listening to something down or editing or mixing or whatever, I'll say to somebody, did you see that? And they're like, what? Did you see that right there? Can you visualize, you know, that sound that we have with the harp? We need some more reverb, so it sounds like you're in the Grand Tetons or down in the basin of the Colorado River, and you're sitting there, campfire, and the flames going, and they're looking at me like I'm nuts. And then all of a sudden, somebody will review the album. They go, when I listened to this, I felt like I was in the Grand Tetons. And they go, you were right. Like, yeah. So that's why I call that album Look.
All right. Well,
bingo.
Speaking of that album, the song Diagonal Blue really shows what you can do on guitar. So let's take a listen to Paul.
Hit it.
Playing his guitar on Diagonal Blue.
Yeah, I really like that song, Diagonal Blue. You have anything to add about it?
Well, we're in a good time right now. When I first, after Johnny passed, you know, everybody, the venues and all, they were like, Paul, you know, we want to see you continue on. Obviously, you know, carry Johnny's torch, which is a thing that happens in the blues world, as we all know. And it was a great honor that I was his recipient of that. But when I went out, I did, I'm sure you'll play a little later, my Badass Generation album. I had the fusion stuff. I couldn't play that in these clubs. They're like, oh, we're blues. You know, it's a history. You can't have this kind of instrumentation. You can't do this. You can't do that. And you're a blues guy. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. I'm a solid blues guy to play these gigs. So I went in playing rock from that album. And the people loved it, but the owner was like, this is a blues club. So I immediately switched gears, and I became... So I went and I learned, not learned, but I put in my set, every blues hit I could think of to get it back to those song selections. Then, as I did that, within 2 years, because of guys like Bonamassa and because of all the British blues rock invasion that just happened, all of a sudden, I was able to call myself blues rock. So I'm like, whoop, let's just bring those right back. And now the crowd, the audience is doubled because they're into classic rock. They're into blue. People like a little rock in their blues, and they like a little blues in their rock.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to mention one thing, Paul. I listen to a lot of blue. There's a station called Bluesville on Sirius XM Radio.
Yeah. And, I'm on it.
They cover, that's the point. They cover, this is a blues station, but they cover the whole wide range of blues rock or guitar, guitar driven kind of blues rock. So yeah, there's room for all that, and the audience loves that stuff.
Yeah, but not 4 years ago.
No,
you couldn't get Warren
recently.
Haynes on there.
Right,
he couldn't get a free hamburger. There was no way. There was no way. And then all of a sudden, slide guitar drove it. Southern rock, all these background music tracks to like Duck Dynasty and all these. Netflix shows were going, and all of a sudden, whammo, the Allman Brothers. So it became this, I've dubbed it mutt rock. It's everything. And the audience wants everything. You see a Warren Haynes show, one minute he's doing Billy Cobb Spectrum, then he's doing a tribute to AC/DC, then he's got the Blind Guys from Alabama, then he's got John Scofield, and then he's doing a Led Zeppelin tune, then some soul stuff, and the crowd's wearing all... Grateful Dead shirts, and they're loving it. And I've done a lot of shows with Warren, his dear friend. I did that Government Mule thing in Jamaica. It's a perfect time to do this stuff now. I mean, the pandemic, we don't have to get into that, but it slowed everybody down. They couldn't play out, but now I'm hitting the ground running. I'm doing 180 shows. I'm headlining festivals with a three piece because people seem to love that configuration, and it's blues rock. And even in a place like I'm playing on the 21st at the Buddy Guy's Legends, who sits in all the time, it's blues rock. But then the minute he hears me play a slow blues, he starts working his way towards the stage. And all of a sudden I look over. I mean, he surprised me a few times. I didn't even know he was next to me because I'm knee deep in a solo. And I hear the people going nuts. And I'm like, and I hear this voice. And I go, wait a minute, that's not my singer. Hey, how you doing? And then he's ordering that drink that he orders, and he's, you know, cussing and whatever. But I'm really tight with him. But even there, and Bluesville. But I always nod my hat, respect tradition, like that song I just did for that Patty Tuitt record with Bobby Rush. That thing hit the charts big time. I'm playing Slide on Him with harp, and it's a mixture. So people, I don't know, they realize we're at a really good time now where they fans expect you to mix it up to show your technical prowess and your background, this and that. And unfortunately, the straight ahead blues guys are, you know, they have to be respected too, but it's a mixture. So even the songs that people cover have changed. You know, you could be in a blues club and all of a sudden you play an AC/DC song and they go nuts. It's like, yeah, but I can't play that, you know, all day. but I'll show you that I know it or that I appreciate it. You know, so classic rock is huge.
Well, you know, I just want to mention, when Buddy Guy does a show, I've been to several of his shows, he'll do a little Cream. He mixes it up even in the set.
Oh, yeah. And he says he takes credit for it. It wasn't for me. They wouldn't have done this rip.
Of course. A little self-promotion.
I showed Hendrix. Hendrix stole this rip from me. And he's right.
He's right.
Yep.
Well, we're going to go back to your producing. You just mentioned one album you just did, Hard Case of the Blues by Patty DeWitt. But you also did one for Joe Louis Walker called Everybody Wants a Piece. And again, you were nominated for a Grammy. So we're going to play a song off that album called Young Girl Blues. And you play acoustic on the in the background on this, right?
Yep. Yes. And my dog is on one of the other tracks. And he received, before he passed away, a Grammy nomination certificate for the dog.
Does he play drums or bass?
Jim, I think it's vocals.
It was dog barking by Pork Chop.
All right,
and that's a whole other story, and we won't get into it.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to hear any dog barking on this one, but here is Young Girl Blues by Joe Louis Walker.
I'm
Also, here's a short, easy question. I think it's easy. Okay. What gives you the most personal satisfaction, playing live, recording, or producing?
All of the above.
Okay.
Done.
All right. All right, done. All right. Jim, it's your turn.
Well, I disagree with him.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I would think live. I mean, don't you like the audience reaction?
Love it. And I love the non-audience reaction in the studio, and I love the recording and the creating, and I love the producing and having taking artists that didn't know they could go to a certain level to a higher level, you know, and hearing the end result of songs that you sat there and worked with them and arranged and helped songwrite and picked up melodies and got the right instrumentation. You know, you hear a harp here and you hear a horns here and you hear keyboards here and Hammond and clavinet and the acoustic little chorus underneath, you know. I love that process.
So you really like, and you're into the nuts and bolts and the whole.
It's people say, hey, what do you do in your free time? Same stuff.
Free time. Well,
yep.
I like live, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song by you called Blackjack that was recorded in 2019. And let's take a listen to Blackjack by Paul Nelson and his band.
Paul, you've had quite a career to date, so the obvious question is, where do you go next?
Back on the road in a week.
Okay.
I'm wrapping up mixing. I'm actually mixing and finishing four albums at once right now. I finished that Patty Two at One. It's number three on the charts with that Nothing But Trouble song. That's doing really well. I'm proud of that. But I have Willie J. Law's, who I have Jerry Portnoy from Muddy Waters.
Oh, sure, the harp player.
Yep. I got the Little Feet Horns on there, so whoa. I just had to mix and edit that. Then I hit the road. The dates are on paulnelsonguitar.com, or just Google me, you'll find me.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, and then the touring, hit the Midwest, up near you guys, Wisconsin, and then I come back, then I hit Florida. All those places that got hit, I was getting phone calls like crazy, worried about friends and club owners, but all the venues were sort of okay. So that's in November, so I'm hoping that things work out for everybody down there. And then just touring, producing, out on the road, back, out on the road, back, recording. And then at some point, I mean, one of my I think my booking agent said, you know, you got to put out an album. I go, I'm on seven this week.
Do you ever take a vacation?
I told you, my vacation is when I go into the studio and produce.
Okay.
But the road is a vacation. I get to go everywhere and see everything. I just love it. I live for that. You know? So, yeah.
Well, again, and everyone in Chicago, Buddy Guy's Legends on Friday, October 21st. You need to go see Paul. Fantastic musician. 2016, you came out with an album, Badass Generation, and I really like this album. And one song that really rocks is Out of Time.
That's the heaviest one.
So what I want you to do, I want you to put on your DJ hat, all right, and introduce okay. this song, okay? Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Nelson and his Badass Generation album, released on Sony Records in 2016. Here's a song called Out of Control.
I thought it was Out of Time.
Out of Time. Wow. It's so long ago, I don't remember. How's that?
That was good.
That was good.
And like I said, in the blues clubs, I can't play that. But really? Now, maybe I can. So I'm going to start rehashing some of those Out of Time, and we'll see what happens. Flash it up.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening. It was a pleasure having Paul Nelson on the show. Did you have a good time, Paul?
A great time. Thanks for having me. You're all dear friends. This is cool.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, please, everybody, go to Buddy Guy's Legends on Friday, October 21st. We're going to close out with a song Paul did recently called What Is Hip? Thanks for listening, everybody.